Live from Marion, Ohio, it's Friday night. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your hosts, Scott Spears and Bailey Hunt.
And it's Friday Night Live here on a Friday night, WWGH Radio. Last Friday in April 2020, Friday, April the 24th, 14 minutes past the hour, back for week number two, Scott Spears and Bales. Bailey Hunt, Bales, how you doing? We made it through a week. This is week number two.
Yeah, I think we need to ask Golden Voice if he can change our intro.
Really?
Yeah. I wanted to say princess.
Princess. You want to call me princess?
No, I want to call me princess.
You want to call you princess?
Yeah.
Why do you want to call you princess?
Because I'm a princess. Duh.
Well, you don't really strike me as a princess. I have to say, of all the things I've called you, I don't know that princess was the one that came to my head.
You know, it's so funny because I'm not girly at all, so.
And tonight, your outfit would prove that.
Yeah, I know. Spikes and, yeah.
Flannel shirt.
Yeah. Black.
Cindy Lou Who hairdo.
Glasses.
It's a thing.
It is.
Now, here we are for week number two of the Big Friday Night Live. Since your return, how do you feel to be back for week number two? How do you feel week number one went?
I think week number one went well. I'm excited for week number two.
And we are in it now.
Yeah, I have a lot to talk about.
All right, you want to talk about keys?
Well, yeah, because you earlier on your show, you were talking, well, people kept calling in to talk about how kids lose keys. Well, I have a couple key stories.
Go right ahead.
And it's actually, I think I have like five now. I'm up to five.
The floor is yours. I will drop back and the floor is yours.
So, losing keys is kind of my thing. I've learned that. So, my first key story started way back in seventh grade. Dun, dun, dun.
This isn't exactly Law and Order, but go ahead.
No, so I was playing football with some of the boys in my neighborhood back behind my house, and I was supposed to wear my key around my neck. Well, I didn't listen to my parents, and I did not wear my key around my neck. I put it in my pocket, and it fell out somewhere, and I lost it. Well, we lived on a military base, so it cost $50 a door, both sides, because you had to replace the locks. It ended up being like $300 that I had to pay my parents to replace the locks. So there's that. So that was my first
story number one.
Yeah, that's the first time I ever lost a key. And I thought it would be the last since, you know, I learned my lesson by having to pay $300. But I was wrong. So it took a while because I had already had Caden by this point. He was about a year old. I worked at the Polaris Mall, so lived in Ohio again. And I sat my keys in my lap when I was getting out of my car because I went to grab my phone. And when I stood up, I happened to park right over a grate and my keys went down when I stood up. So that was fun. And then my dad...
Story number two.
Yeah, my dad had to go to the dealership and get me new keys. And then story number three. I've told you this story before. So Caden, my son, locked my keys in the house. He shut the door. I told him not to shut the door. I was like, hey, don't shut the door. I didn't grab my keys yet because I was carrying stuff out to the car. He shut the door behind me and I was locked out. And I was like, oh, great. Well, luckily I had a spare set of keys that I just happened to not take in the house yet. Luckily. And my car was unlocked for the first time ever. And so I was able to get where I needed to go. I don't remember where I was going that day. I think to work. But imagine that, right?
Story number three.
Yeah. So story number four is today. I could not find my keys before I left. I had to text my cousin and tell her to keep the door unlocked for me tonight when I get home because I can't find my keys. So I had to go back to my spare key. And, but the funny thing is the fifth story is kind of not really a story, but when I went and bought my new car, one of the questions that they asked me was, do you lose keys very often? And I was like, no. And my mom looked at me and I was like, I don't lose keys. And she, and I was like, okay, well, I've lost keys a few times.
She had to jog your mind on the whole key question.
Yeah. So I think that should have been an answer today. Maybe not so much kids, but adults, too.
I don't even remember what the answers were. It was a Family Feud question.
Yeah, what do kids lose?
What do kids lose?
Yeah, they're...
It took a long
pencil
time.
Pencil box and...
Pencil box, toys,
yeah.
Money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It took a long time for people to get handkerchief.
Oh, yeah, that was weird.
A lot of kids, you know, they get handkerchiefs when they have colds.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess I never really, I don't know. I feel like old men have those.
They do, too.
Yeah.
It's a thing. We all have them now, though, because we all wear them as masks. During this pandemic, We've all decided to become cowboys.
Yeah.
Stagecoach robbers.
I mean, I don't have one.
Neither do I.
I felt really weird in Walmart earlier with no mask. Everyone's wearing a mask.
Well, that's our second topic tonight is... Well, what?
Except those two women, they were barely wearing a shirt.
Yeah, that was a very revealing moment in the Walmart tonight. But the second topic on tonight's show is razors, which has become my new favorite thing to talk about. On my show, I can kill an hour talking about shaving.
Oh, yeah. I cut my legs all the time.
Well, you can see the thing on the side of my face is healed.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's there anymore.
When I cut my legs, like, I could have the smallest cut ever, but it looks like a murder scene because I'm anemic, so my blood doesn't clot right. So it just goes forever, and I'm like... I'll be standing there in a puddle of blood because it'll be going down my leg.
You know, maybe that's my problem because my blood seems to be very thin and I don't know why.
Yeah.
Because I'm not on any blood thinner or anything.
You should take some iron pills.
Oh, man, when I bleed, I bleed.
Though, I just did my ancestry, DNA test, and I did the health part, and it said that I had... a lot of iron in my blood. And I was like, well, how do I have a lot of iron in my blood if I'm anemic and have to take... I mean, maybe because I do take iron pills. I don't know.
I don't know. That's one for the history books, I guess.
I call my doctor, but, you know, can't really go there right now.
No, it's a whole new life. Yeah. It's a whole new thing. I don't know what you know, somebody said earlier on, will the world, or was I asked this last night on Facebook Live? I think it was Facebook Live. Somebody said, will the world ever be normal again? Well, sure it will. We're very good at snapping back to the way we were. Now, will it take a while? Sure. Will for a long time people go around and still wipe down everything? Yeah, they'll be that way. But eventually, it'll go back. It always does. We're a very set in our ways culture. So, yeah, it'll snap back.
Oh, yeah.
You just give it a little bit of time.
I mean, I didn't really change much. That sounds terrible.
I haven't changed at all. I'm still doing everything I did before.
I know. I mean, I always wipe down the cards and stuff before, so, like, I don't... That's not a problem. Now they do it for me, so I don't have to.
I got new glasses.
And me too.
Yeah, I got new glasses. I got new shoes. I got new socks. I got... a new watch.
Yeah.
That's about the extent of my change for this whole COVID thing.
I got a lot of new stuff.
Well, that's good, though. Because now you have snapped back to reality after a little bit of...
Oh, I'm on a budget again.
Back on a budget. Which is not a horrible thing to be on.
No. And I mean, like, I'm not broke by any means, but I just, you know... I'm like, oh, okay, I'm getting down under where I want to be, so now I gotta... You know, reduce my spending. That's hard.
Well, it is hard because most people want a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And yet they cannot afford a lot of stuff. So they put themselves in predicaments.
Well, you know, it's funny because I actually ordered the boys a bunch of school clothes because I was like, oh, I have the money now. And by the time that it comes for school again, I'm not going to have the money to buy school clothes. So... I, went on Abercrombie's website and bought them a bunch of school clothes, so.
Well, it's good you're thinking ahead.
Yeah. Except they want to wear them now, and I'm like, eh.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
No.
We're a long ways off from August.
Right. Hopefully we get to go back then, because if not, I'm going to lose my mind.
I think that's a long time.
Yeah.
I would guess by that point, everything will kind of be papered back over for the most part. I think when school goes back in, I think they'll be a little, you know, they'll have a reaction, just like everybody else has.
And I hope that they go back, because I hope everything's back to somewhat normal by August, because I would like to celebrate my birthday.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you want to do this year?
I don't know. But I want to do something.
Oh, like a big party?
Oh, no. I mean, I'm not going to be like any special number, so.
No, but I mean, what would a birthday look like to you that was fun?
I want to go to dinner. Like, I want to go out to eat and be able to eat at the restaurant.
Well, yeah, but you got a while for
that. I just want someone to feed me.
I did that on my birthday.
What, fed me?
No, I didn't feed you on my birthday. I went out and somebody bought my dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I know who.
Do you?
Yeah, we talked about it. Don't look at me like that.
I don't think we did.
Yeah, we did.
No, I don't think we did.
You went for lunch that day, too.
I did go. Oh, yeah, I had double.
And got a muffin.
Well, I had more than a muffin, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah, but I mean, like, you got a free muffin.
I got a free muffin. For your birthday. Yeah, and they didn't even sing happy birthday to me, which was great.
That is good.
Yeah.
I want to go to Texas Roadhouse for my birthday.
You know what's weird? I have a gift card for Texas Roadhouse, and because there's not one here, I never have used it.
Oh.
Because, you know, I would have to... There were two things. Either I would have to have the gift card on me, which I don't have all the time.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've been there before.
Oh, we did go there once. We did go there.
And I think I remember you saying, because we were in Columbus doing the interview with Buster Douglas. I was like, let's stop at Texas Roadhouse. And you're like, you should have told me I had a gift card.
Well, that's what always happens. I mean, I do that in Mansfield, too, when I'm near Texas Roadhouse, is I either don't have the card with me because I didn't know I was going to be going to that place. So that doesn't work. Or I am not near that place. So I've never gotten to use the card, but I do. I have a gift card to Texas Roadhouse. I have a gift card to Applebee's. I have a gift card to Wendy's. I have a gift card to San Soda's that I've never used. Hmm.
Applebee's. Interesting.
What is interesting about a gift card to Applebee's?
Well, I mean, Applebee's is kind of good.
I like Applebee's.
Yeah.
In any event, those are the gift cards.
Well, I was just thinking for future references, you know, we usually eat before we go out.
Before we go out. Yeah, that's right.
We usually
before
eat.
Before we go
come
out,
here.
We eat.
It's been a long day, okay?
One of those things, huh?
Yeah, it's been a long day.
Well, it's interesting because the Texas Roadhouse thing I totally blocked out of my brain because, you know, we talked last week on this show that one of the real reasons that you were gone for a month, and I do refer to it like this even though it's not, you know, I don't know what the technical term would be, but before we had a breakup, because that's what it kind of was like. You know, totally out of each other's life.
I blocked you.
You blocked me. And we went through that last week. But it's interesting because it happened right after that.
Yeah.
So I totally forgot that whole experience.
That's funny.
That we had went to Texas Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse is my favorite.
That was fun. I remember going there that night. And I remember it was cold.
I have a bunch of their rolls in my freezer and a bunch of their butter in my fridge.
That was
a problem.
That was a good night. The whole thing that night was good. It was on a Friday night. We went and did the Buster Douglas thing. That turned out okay.
Didn't kill you with my driving.
Nope. And we ended up at Texas Roadhouse. And I think we even came back here that night and did a show.
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
it
the
was
next
late.
Day.
Oh.
The next day.
It wasn't the next day.
Wasn't it?
No.
When was it? Like a couple weeks later?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We fought before that. Like.
Oh, yes. I forgot. I was confusing the fights. Which fight was that?
We got into a disagreement before the Buster Douglas because I almost didn't go.
Oh, that's right. The day of.
Yeah.
Now this is good. Tell that story because now that's a humdinger of a story. Now, tell that story because this is a typical, for all the men listening, and all the women listening right now, and I know you're out there. This is a typical woman. Go ahead. Tell the story.
What part of the story?
Well, you know from beginning to end of what happened.
No, I don't remember.
Oh, yes, you do.
Well, I don't remember why we were fighting, but what did I say? I don't remember how I said it. You're going to say it better than me.
Here's what happened.
You give your perspective, and then I'll give mine.
perspective is not... I'm going to give you my truth, and then you can lie, but this is what really happened.
Okay.
We were supposed to go on Friday night to do an interview with Buster Douglas.
Oh, yes.
And it had to be done in February, because that was the, I believe, 30th anniversary of him knocking out Mike Tyson.
Oh, yeah, because I said on the interview. I was like, I wasn't even alive when you did that.
You weren't even alive. So, the date for this was set for Friday... I think it was February 28th. I only remember that because I remembered we had to do it that night because I think the next day was Leap Day and that was the end of the month.
Yeah.
So, everything was fine.
We almost didn't do it.
Huh?
We almost didn't get to do it either.
Well, that's a whole nother thing. But this is where you about... Okay, so it's Friday. It's like the day of the thing. It's the day... And all week, been planning to do this. And I don't exactly remember what happened that morning.
I don't either. That's why I was wondering.
No, but I do remember this part. At 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Oh, I know what it was. You said you weren't feeling good.
Oh, yeah.
You said you were having a rough time that day. Something was going on. It was you having a rough time. And so at 2 o'clock, you were still talking about having a rough time. And you had been saying how rough you'd been having it since 7 o'clock that morning.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking, we got to leave. At like 4:30.
And then you were like calling me crazy. And
no, I didn't call you crazy. That's a lie. No. What happened was so at 2 o'clock after hearing how ill you were all that day.
I wasn't ill. I was just like mentally unstable.
Mentally unstable. Sure. If I would have said that, there would have been trouble. But yeah, that's exactly what it was. Mentally unstable. And I said to you, you know, you can stay home if you want to. And then you don't want me to go? And I said, no, you've been saying you're ill all day. You can stay home. I can get somebody else. It's not a big deal. It's not a big production. You don't want me to go? And then came the line that I'm going to delete my Facebook and not talk to anybody all weekend.
I told you I was mentally unstable.
And I said, okay, why? Curious why that would be happening. You are taking away the only thing that I had to look forward to. And I said, I'm not taking it away. You're the one who said you were ill. I'm just agreeing with what you were saying.
Oh, yeah.
And that's
great moments.
That's
moments.
A perfect girl
we
story.
Should it is we should That's so funny. We should have like a Hall of Fame of like of our arguments. That'd be great.
So do you remember that now?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, now what in that was a fabrication or a lie?
Oh,
now
nothing.
You tell yours.
Absolutely nothing.
It was the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I told you. Like, I was just, you know, I was having a moment that day. I have those sometimes. It's okay.
But for some reason, we have, I don't know what it is. Clearly, we told the story last week, and there was another example of it there. But we have those moments, and I don't know why. I've never been able to determine what is going on that causes those moments.
I don't know.
And it usually happens on Fridays.
Well, I don't know.
It's weird, but it's interesting, and I will remember that. I don't remember the Roadhouse, but I remember that. I remember that I'm going to shut down the Facebook all weekend, and why are you trying to take away everything I enjoy?
But you know what's funny is like every time I get mad and want to delete my Facebook for whatever reason, because, you know, that's just me. I'm very dramatic. That's where the princess comes in. See? Dramatic.
So it's not a term of endearment.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But I realize that I can't delete my Facebook because I have an event going on and it's... And so it's on Facebook, like the invite's on Facebook, and so I can't delete my Facebook because then nobody's going to remember it, and it's just not going to go well, so.
Well, but the last time you figured out a way around that by just blocking me.
Right.
Because these are little dust-ups that just you and I have.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what's weird? We never argue.
No, we just ignore each other.
Yeah, we just ignore each other. And really, that's not even true, but... Well,
yeah.
On my part, I've never ignored you.
Right.
You doubt that? You sound a little doubtful.
Well, I mean, you've gone a couple of days without returning my messages.
Well...
I would say that's ignoring.
But not on purpose.
Oh, you ignore me on accident?
I missed... I accidentally ignore you.
Oh, interesting.
But it's interesting that that has become part of our friendship.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
But I don't know if it's there anymore. I think this last time, maybe that whole thing has been vanquished.
Yeah. I mean, we talked it out.
Well, we did. And I think one of the problems is like when we had the Buster Douglas dust up, we really never talked it out.
Yeah, that's our problem. We never talk about anything. We just like brushed it under the rug and pretend it didn't happen. And then it just builds up.
And there was too much under the rug.
Yeah.
And by the time the last fight happened, there was
threw out the trash.
There was a lot under the rug. And it caused a big problem.
We swept it up and threw it out.
It is. It is. But you know, that's all fine and dandy now. And now everything is just, you know, Jell-O and strawberries.
Ooh, this milkshake is delicious.
Wasn't that the greatest milkshake? We stopped by and got a milkshake earlier on at Arby's, and it was delicious.
It is. We actually, that's the first time in history that we've ever ordered the exact same thing. I put my order in, and then you were like, I'll just have the same thing. I was like, oh, I guess I'll just have two of everything.
Except we just changed the pop. That was it.
Yeah, you had a diet and I got a regular.
Other than that, we had the same thing.
Yeah.
How was your meal?
Delicious.
Mine was good.
Well, that's good. It should have been delicious, but we'll go.
Well, we don't have the same taste buds. I mean, I can't speak to that. I was trying to think of a topic that we did this week on the air, because I thought we did a lot of interesting topics this week. You listen every day.
Yeah.
What has stuck out in your brain as things that we talked about over the air this week? We did a lot.
I don't know. I feel like I've listened to your voice for like hours on end, and that's all I hear.
Oh, man. We're getting close again, folks.
Oh, wait.
It is Friday.
Oh, wait a minute. Who bought you a burrito and a lottery ticket?
Oh, that's right. We need to scratch the lottery ticket.
Do you have a coin?
I don't know if this has ever been done on the air. We have a lottery ticket.
Do you have a coin?
You have to use your fingernail. Okay, tell people what you're scratching so we know if we're winning. I don't know if we're going to win or not.
Let me go get a coin.
This is a live radio show, you dork.
Yeah, talk.
Talk? Oh, how do you do that? You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. It is Friday Night Live. Your host, Scott Spears. Co-host, Bailey Hunt, otherwise known...
The princess. No,
not the princess. Otherwise known as Bales to the listening audience. Now, before you do that, okay. Mouthpiece, relax. Here we go. Get ready. You ready for the promo?
Yeah.
I love the promo.
Hi, I'm Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice. And Friday nights is something you don't want to miss. From 8:10 till 10 p.m. right here on WWGH, it's Friday Night Live, starring Scott Spears and Bailey Hunt. No topic is too big or too small. Why don't you call them at 740-383-9944. Streaming live at WWGH1071.com. Remember, Friday Night Live. Every Friday night from 8:10 till 10 p.m. right here on WWGH 107.1 FM.
Sorry. Hey, we're on the air. Golden voice, Ted Williams, thank you.
Okay.
What were you doing there?
I was trying to get my laptop to work.
Okay, now go ahead and describe what you're about to do.
Okay, so it has a laughing face emoji that's crying. It says, I love to win. It's a $1 scratch off. You can win up to $1,000. Now, are we splitting this if you win?
No. Somebody bought that for me.
Oh.
I didn't even buy that.
Who bought it?
Go ahead and finish the reading of the lottery
along
ticket.
Along with a burrito. You have to have three identical prizes or two identical prizes amounts and a win symbol. And win double that amount.
So you've got to have two identical symbols.
Yeah, and a win symbol. So two identical prize amounts and a win symbol, and then you'll win double. But if you just get three identical prize amounts, then you win that prize.
All right, now how many slots
nine.
Do we have? All right, we'll scratch the first one.
Okay. The first one is a $10.
$10.
Okay.
What's
are we
the
going
second
down
one?
Or across?
Go across.
Okay. The second is $1,000.
$1,000. Scratch the third one.
The third is $1.
$1. Okay, let's stop there for now. And we'll come back to that later on. So what do we have so far? We've got six more to go. And the first three are?
10, 1,000, and 1.
No matches.
No matches.
Now we've got to have three.
Right.
Or two and a win.
Exactly.
All right. Now we are starting a new segment tonight on the program. It's called Bailey Tells a Joke. Now here's where this comes from. Bailey cannot tell a joke to save her life. She could have the funniest material in front of her that has ever been put on God's green earth, and she will find a way to screw it up and make it not funny. But here's the thing about it.
That's rude.
I just have to be honest.
I know.
Much like the Buster Douglas thing. But watching her try to be funny and laugh at her own telling of the joke will make you laugh because it's pathetic. So, here we go. Now, these are college jokes.
Okay, some of them I might not be able to say.
I circled the ones you could. Now, do not skip any because I'll know what you're skipping.
I'm probably going to skip some.
No. These are alphabetical order and I better hear all of them.
I might start from the Z's.
Nope, you're starting from the A's. Now, here it is. Hold on. Let me introduce this. WWGH Radio proudly presents Bales Tells a Joke. Bales?
Okay. What's the difference between a University of Alabama sorority sister and a scarecrow?
What is the difference between a University of Alabama sorority sister and a scarecrow?
Oh.
For those just tuning in, Bales cannot tell a joke.
Okay,
positive.
One lives in a field and is stuffed with hay. The other frightens birds and small animals. I don't get it.
Ooh. Now, see, here's the thing. When that was written,
yeah.
That was a joke. When she told it, it was like she was reading somebody's medical chart. One.
The other one's not funny. The next one's
The next one is funny.
No.
Oh, yes, I know what it is.
It's
all
not
right,
funny.
Here we're going to go right on to number two.
Ugh.
Bales Tells a Joke on Bales Tells a Joke on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Bales?
What's the difference between Alabama and Cheerios?
What is the difference between Alabama, the university, and Cheerios, the cereal?
One belongs in a bowl, and the other doesn't. Cheerios definitely does not, because they're nasty. Nobody thinks this is funny. What is wrong with you?
Woo! Yeah, that's funny. Now, Oh, man. Let's try that. What is it again?
I'm not saying it again.
We need a good laugh. This is a pandemic. Tell that joke again. That's good. Well, here it is. We're going
to
repeat.
Everyone laughed at your laugh. We don't need to laugh at a dumb joke.
We're going to repeat joke number two again.
We're going to repeat joke number one.
No, come on. Let's go to joke number two again. Go ahead.
What's the difference between Alabama and Cheerios?
Try that again.
What's the difference between Alabama and Cheerios?
Now, folks, understand this. We're asking what the difference between is Alabama's football team.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Yeah, Roll Tide and Cheerios, the yellow box cereal fit for kings.
Yeah, that's Alabama football team belongs in a bowl and Cheerios don't because they suck.
No. Hold it. Try it again. Try it again. Now, folks, now understand what we're asking you here. What's the difference between Alabama's football team, Alabama Roll Tide football team, and Cheerios?
What are the Ohio State ones on here?
Hey, what? Read the answer.
I said one belongs in a bowl and the other doesn't.
Now, you understand what we're saying there, don't you,
Hold
Bales?
On a minute. Where are any of the Ohio State
hey,
ones?
Hey, Bales. Up? Bales.
This is
Hey, we're doing a show here. Pay attention to me. Bales, hello. Come to Earth, Bales.
I got the best one next.
But you can't flip. Get back to that page number one. Do you understand what we're saying there?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, now say it in your words.
In my words?
Yeah, now what do you think that joke is saying? Because sometimes humor's lost on you.
The difference between Alabama and Cheerios is Alabama belongs in a bowl.
No. Tell what the joke is.
I'm not telling it again.
Tell it. No, don't tell the joke again, but tell what the meaning is of the joke for people who don't understand.
That everyone understands.
Well, what does it mean?
It means that Cheerios suck.
No, go ahead. What does that mean?
We're never going to get anything from Cheerios.
What does that mean? What does that joke mean?
It means that the football team doesn't belong in a bowl because you think they suck, but they don't.
I didn't write these jokes.
Mm-hmm. Why aren't any of these Ohio State ones circled for me to tell?
I haven't got that far yet.
Oh, well, you know what? I got one.
No.
I got a good one.
No, go back to page number one.
Wait, I got a good one.
Hey, listen, are you the host of this show?
Yes.
Co-host.
I'm a host.
No, go back to number one.
Okay.
No, page number one.
Okay.
Okay, what's the third joke about?
What do Ohio State...
No. What's the third joke about? About Alabama. Now, again, Bales tells a joke. Bales.
Did you hear about the Alabama quarterback who tried to throw himself on the floor in a fit of rage?
Did you hear about the Alabama quarterback who tried to throw himself on the floor in a fit of rage?
Mm-hmm. He missed.
Because, you see, they're saying that he can't hit anything. You see what the...
Yeah.
That's the joke.
Okay.
All right.
I got a good one.
No, we're done with that now. We're done.
No, I have one.
No, we're moving on. Sorry.
How do you make OSU cookies? Wait.
44 minutes past the hour here on WWGH Radio. Scott Spears along with you for the ride tonight. And Bailey may be along with you for the ride if she can participate in the show correctly as planned. Now, I've had to turn her microphone off. Now, Bailey, can you participate correctly? And I'll turn your microphone back on. Are you picketing now? What are you doing? Are you good to go along? Huh?
I'm going to make signs.
You're going to make signs? Like what?
I'm boycotting.
Oh, you're boycotting the show. So I got to steal the rest of this thing? No, I'm just saying, can you participate now like an adult?
I am an adult, actually.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to turn your mic back on, but don't try to veer off the script again. Okay, we good?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing over there, texting?
Mm-hmm.
That's not professional.
My sister texting.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
Yep.
Bailey's back. Sorry I had to discipline you like that when you hit the microphone. You couldn't have done that when the microphone was off.
What?
Hit the mic.
I know. I don't like these jokes.
I did. They were very funny. We'll come back to them later on. We got more lottery to scratch off here. We've got more jokes. It's a lot of fun. Are you having fun tonight, Bales?
No.
Well, there you go. How nice.
Oh, I like that joke.
Stop going through the jokes. We're not on the joke section of the portion right now.
But I like the Auburn ones.
Well, okay, tell an
and
Auburn.
And the Ohio State ones.
Tell the Auburn ones.
Okay.
Here we go. Bales tells a joke.
Hold on, I gotta get to it. Why is
preparation is everything.
Why is Auburn always in the dark?
Oh, here comes a phone.
Oh.
Phone call.
Perfect.
Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Bills. How you guys doing tonight?
We're great.
It sounds like it.
Well, you know, I have to keep the women under control here tonight.
Yeah, I know. There's some really bad jokes going on right there. You know?
Did you like the one, though, about the bowl and the Cheerios?
Yeah. Well, it's about Alabama.
You're not helping me right now.
Well, you know, I got to be impartial here now.
That's right. Comedy's crucial.
Hey, I need your help.
Oh, go right ahead.
Boy, if you guys win the lottery there, could you kind of lend me about $10,000 there to help my dream come through there?
Whatever you need, you'll have.
What's your dream?
I'm gonna try to sign and get a Harley Davidson now. I can get back out and do some riding. I wouldn't need some extra money for that.
That's a good dream to have.
It is. I've been working on that for about a year now, and I think I'm going to finally make it happen.
Hey, there you go. And I'll tell you what, it's a great time of year. What a beautiful night it was tonight.
Oh, yeah. I see a lot of people out riding. I figure, I go down and get one and fill it up and head out for the West Coast for a little ride.
One of the great places to go, I think, on a motorcycle is Cape Cod.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of places you can go. Right now, I just got test water. I haven't been on a bike for like 10 years. I still carry my endorsement. I'm just going to go down and see if I can even hold it up. I might have to get a pair of training wheels.
You know, it's funny because when I was 16, well, actually, I think I was 15. I grew up on Harleys, and so when I was 15, we went to the Harley shop, and my stepdad at the time told me that if I could hold one up, that he'd buy me one, which he never did, but I did hold one up.
Well, I want to go to Sturgis.
Oh, yeah.
I've always heard some pretty wild stories about that. I've been to Daytona Bike Week, and that was an experience in itself.
I've been to Daytona when they had Bike Week, but not for Bike Week. I was there for cheerleading competitions.
Oh, boy, it's big down there, I tell you. It's a whole different animal.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, yeah, I just had to chime in there. You know, you talk about scratching off. Hey, you might win tonight, guys.
You never know. You got to stay tuned. We'll see what these other six spots have to say tonight.
Hey, I hear you. Well, like I said, I'm glad to hear y'all on tonight.
Well, hey, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And again, the phone lines are open. We'll take calls just like that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
Well, can I tell my Auburn joke now?
Bale's supposed to joke. Go ahead.
Why is Auburn always in the dark?
Why is Auburn always in the dark?
Because they're afraid of Alabama power.
That is not what the joke was.
That is actually what the joke said.
Let me see the joke. I think you added that. Let me see here.
I promise.
I don't remember reading that. Oh, that is the joke. How about that? Well, that's probably true to a certain extent.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That was a good one.
Thanks.
It's not like that Cheerios bowl joke, but it was good.
Ugh. Right.
And you even had to describe it. That was beautiful.
Never again.
It was a beautiful moment, folks. Well, you don't have to do it again.
Do I get to pick the jokes next week?
No. No. Because you have no sense of humor.
I know.
You just aren't good at telling jokes. I was telling people earlier on, the first time you tried to tell me a joke, honest to goodness, she came over and she said, I got a joke for you. And I'm ready to laugh. You know, I'm ready to bust a gut. And she started in. And I think it was a Saturday. And by the time the setup for this joke was over, I think it was like Wednesday, 3 weeks later. And then she said the punchline, and she started to laugh, and I didn't know it was the punchline because I'd forgotten what the build-up to the joke was. So I had to do one of those, you know, that was funny.
Oh, it's a thing, though. I really am terrible at telling jokes.
You're terrible at telling jokes.
I think it's because I'm not good at staying focused. Like, I'll start a story, and then I'll start a different story, and then I'll start a different story, and then I'll go back to the first one, and then I'll go back to the third one, and then I'll go back to the second, and it's a mess.
Well, it's funny because every time we're out together, you know, I'm constantly joking around.
Yeah.
And you will just lose it. And you'll totally get the joke, and you'll laugh, and you'll have a good time, and I don't get that pleasure because you cannot tell a joke to save your life.
That's rude.
Well, no, I'm just trying to be honest here tonight on the program, big show.
It's really sad, though. I wish I was, like, funny.
You know what the secret to telling a joke is?
To get the joke? Or to stay focused?
Well, those things help, but there is a secret to telling a joke.
Oh. Don't laugh at yourself before it's over.
Well, that's not good either. You know what? It's to play it absolutely serious.
Yeah, I'm not good at that.
Like, it's a real story, that it's absolutely no joke.
I'm not good at that.
Like the joke I told earlier on, I'll do it again, and it's worth telling because it's a funny joke and it's a clean joke, and you can tell this to your people in church on Sunday.
I can't.
Well, you can call it in now. Here's what you do.
I mean, I can't. And the joke I told you earlier was not appropriate.
No, that would not make it to church. Here's how you tell a joke. Teacher goes to a student. He says, what's your father do? He says, my father's a doctor. Goes to the second kid. He says, what's your father do? He says, my father's a lawyer. Goes to the third kid. He says, what's your father do? He says, my father's dead. He says, well, what did he do before he died? And he says, he went, ooh. And that's the joke. The cleanest, funniest joke you will ever hear. Why don't you sing now?
No. I could have brought my cousin with me. She can sing.
Well, I didn't say sing good. You don't tell jokes good, so why not sing bad, too?
You know what's funny, though? earlier, she said, I bought a karaoke machine, and she's, like, amazing at singing. I mean, you've heard her sing.
I did hear her sing.
And so,
is she out there listening?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Shyla.
Shyla, I have heard you sing. You're very good.
Yeah, so she came up to me. She was at the house today, and she's like, I bought a karaoke machine, but you don't ever want to sing with me. Like, you don't ever want to sing karaoke when I'm singing. And I was like, well, yeah, because I can't sing compared to you. And she's like, so? Well, I think you sing well. I'm like,
well, let's hear it.
No, no. Yes. She said so first. Like, so, it's okay, you can't sing. And then she's like, oh, I think you sing well. No, you can't backpedal now.
No, but this is like American Idol. This is your shot.
Oh, I don't ever want to do that. No.
Well, no, this you're not going to.
I've sang on air before. It's not happening.
Right. Go ahead. You've
no,
done it.
You.
So this is not like something
it's
new.
It's not your
Come
birthday.
On. You did sing Happy Birthday to mm-hmm. me. And that was, well, that was after one of our good adventures.
Yeah.
Not one of our bad adventures.
That was right before one of our bad adventures.
That like 5 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Week started out okay. Didn't end so well. That's okay.
I mean, it ended fine.
Now.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of harboring in those days. Sing.
No, thank you.
Well, it wasn't a question. It was more of a statement.
I don't even know what to sing.
Okay, what would be a song you would know?
I don't know any songs.
We got about 5 minutes left here before we're done
like
with the
music.
First hour. Liar. You like? What's a country song that you like?
I don't know.
You know, there's a song that reminds me of this time. Because of, you know, just a mess. Things are a mess.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of how man can kind of cause problems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, it's a song that I know.
Oh. What song?
It's called, what is the name of that song? Can't think of the name of it, but it's a good song. As far as, it's like a, I don't even know where it came from. But it's like an old, funny song.
Oh, what's that song that we sang on air one time?
What did we sing?
I can't say the only word I remember out of it on
Why?
Air.
We sang it?
Yeah.
We sang it on air? Well, we sang it on air.
I feel like it's about a college or something.
A college?
It had an inappropriate word in it, though.
We sang it on the air?
Yeah.
And it had an Oh, no, no, no. That's not an inappropriate. That's the name.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, like, it sounds bad. Like, I know it's the name.
I'll
but
sing
like,
it. That is fine. I mean,
okay.
I've done that.
Well, let's sing that.
You don't know it.
Well, I'll sing along with you. I'll hum.
Okay, listen. It's a very quick song. No. So, I'm going to sing it.
Okay.
And then you're going to sing with me.
Okay.
So, learn it quick.
Okay.
Because it's an easy song to learn.
I got you.
Okay, now, first of all, before you people get upset. Here's what this is, and you can look it up if you want to. There's a college called Sarah Lawrence College, okay? And they have a sorority, and the name of the sorority house is called Titsworth. That's what this is all about. Sarah Lawrence College, and the dorm is called Titsworth. And all sororities have a song. And this is the song to Sarah Lawrence College, the Titsworth Dormitory. Okay, you ready? Now learn it, because you're going to come in here and sing this before the end of the hour.
Okay.
This is how it goes. My girl's from Titsworth, she's really down to earth. You get your money's worth from progressive education. My girl's from Titsworth, she's really down to earth. You get your money's worth from progressive education. That's all there is to it.
Okay.
So do you have it?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yep.
Now don't.
We're singing together, right?
We're going to sing together. Are you ready? Now, do you have it?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
If you come in and like turn into like one of those hum singers, I'm gonna come at you.
No, I know it.
Yeah, that whole 6 feet apart thing is gonna go downhill if you don't sing this right. My hands are gonna be right around the jugular. Okay, here we go. Sarah Lawrence College, Titsworth Dormitory.
Okay.
Their song. Here we go. My girl's from Titsworth, she's really down to earth. You get your
money's worth. I was singing it.
Try it again. My girl's from Titsworth, she's really down to earth. You get your money's worth from progressive education. My girl's from Titsworth, she's really down to earth. You get your money's worth from progressive education. There you go. There is no other show in America right now doing anything like that. I guarantee you that. Isn't that the greatest song?
Oh, that's perfect.
I love that song.
Yeah.
And then I had a fool in here one time who turned to me and said, oh, you can't say it because it was awful. But, you know, there you go. That's how it happens. Man alive.
Oh, man.
That's true.
I know.
Holy mackerel.
That was funny.
Anywho.
I was listening that day.
Were you? You heard that?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that.
Oh, it was so great. No, I remember I messaged you.
Oh. She called it my... She used the word that you can't use, and she said, oh, you know, there you are singing your little boop song. And no, it's about Titsworth Dormitory. It's probably named after somebody with the last name of Titsworth.
I really wish I had that last name.
Oh, man. Bailey Titsworth.
Could you imagine?
Oh, then you'd have to be a teacher.
Mrs. Titsworth?
There you go.
Excuse me.
Oh, man. You're tuned into Friday Night Live. I hope you're having as good a time as we are. Bales, Bailey, Hunt, Scott Spears here. We've got a whole nother hour. Go out and get yourself some Tostitos and some cheese dip and come back for a whole nother hour here on WWGH Radio, where the G stands for good music. Come back with us in 10 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. For legendary